Philippians, chapter 3. Finally, my brothers, rejoice in the Lord. To write the same things to you, to me indeed is not irksome, but for you it is safe. Beware of the dogs, beware of the evil workers, beware of the concision. For we are the circumcision, who worship by the Spirit of God, and glory in Christ Jesus, and have no confidence in the flesh. Though I myself might have confidence even in the flesh, if any other man thinks to have confidence in the flesh, I yet more. Circumcised the eighth day, of the stock of Israel, of the tribe of Benjamin, a Hebrew of Hebrews, as concerning the law, a Pharisee. As concerning zeal, persecuting the church, as concerning the righteousness which is in the law, found blameless. Nevertheless, what things were gained to me, these I have counted loss for Christ. But on the contrary, I also count all things to be loss for the excellency of the knowledge of Christ Jesus my Lord, for whom I suffered the loss of all things, and regard them as crap, that I may gain Christ. And be found in him, not having a righteousness of my own, even that which is of the law, but that which is through faith in Christ, the righteousness which is from God by faith. That I may know him, and the power of his resurrection, and the fellowship of his sufferings, becoming conformed to his death. If by any means I may attain to the resurrection from the dead. Not that I have already obtained, or am already made perfect, but I press on, if also I may lay hold on that for which also I was laid hold on by Christ Jesus. Brothers, I don't count myself to have laid hold, but one thing I do, forgetting the things which are behind, and stretching forward to the things which are before. I press on toward the goal to the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. Let us therefore, as many as are perfect, be thus minded, and if in anything you are otherwise minded, this also God will reveal to you. Only, to what we have attained, by that same rule let us walk. Brothers, be imitators together of me, and observe those who so walk even as you have us for an example. For many walk, of whom I told you often, and now tell you even weeping, that they are the enemies of the cross of Christ. Whose end is perdition, whose God is the belly, and whose glory is in their shame, who mind earthly things. For our citizenship is in heaven, from where we also wait for a Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ. Who will fashion anew the body of our humiliation, that it may be conformed to the body of his glory, according to the working by which he is able even to subject all things to himself.